I live in Sugar Hill, and so does Dolly. And we had a famous resident in Sugar Hill named Betty Davis. Betty was quite a quotable person, but one of her quotes that Dolly and I repeat to each other from time to time is as follows. If you want something done right, get a couple of old broads to do it. So as we ride down to Concord, we repeat this to ourselves and we laugh, and I guess we're effective. When I was in the second grade, my teacher used to scare us all by saying, okay, fun's over, time to put your thinking caps on now. That's what this is. This time is for you, to put your thinking caps on. You've heard wonderful updates and presentations from our experts here, and now we really would like to know what your thoughts are about how we can move forward together. We've been fighting this for over 2 years, and we've been fighting very hard. It's a complex issue, and it's a moving target, and I think we've done really well tracking that target. Just to frame the conversation, I'd just like to remind you of the broad areas in which we have operated. One is at the local level, where towns have passed resolutions and ordinances and can do more, maybe at the local level. Another is the way we've tried to work with state legislation, which you've heard a lot about today. Another is working with the governor's office. We started with Governor Lynch. We're now trying to work with Governor Hassan. That's a whole other area where we can be active. Another, as you've heard, I think everyone is well aware of the incredibly powerful activity that private organizations like the Forest Society and the AMC have engaged in, and we can work with them in that way. The federal permitting process, for many of us, our first contact with this project was going to those massive scoping hearings that were held very early on. That federal permitting process, as you've heard, is continuing, and there are ways that we can be active within that. Working with our federal legislative delegation, Chuck Henderson is here today, and Senator Shaheen co-authored that marvelous op-ed. There are ways that we can continue to work with our federal legislative delegation. And finally, public awareness. Those of you who aren't from around here who think these orange signs are just for your benefit, they're not. They're always there. That's one of our low-level, low-flying public awareness efforts. We get a lot of visitors here. Those signs are so effective that businesses have asked us to produce rack cards for them so they can give them to their customers, because their customers come in and say, what the heck is this stuff? So we've worked hard with the media. We've had op-eds. We've had letters to the editor. We've had articles like the one in Yankee. We've had coverage in the Canadian press. That's an area where we've already got a foothold, but another area, again, where we can be more active. So what I'd like to throw to you as a way to frame your thinking is, how can we build on the areas that we're already active in, and are there other areas that we haven't gotten involved in yet where we could move to broaden the opposition?